The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. I don't know that I'll get to them, but I have some stories down lower in my stack today about some of the unbelievable junk, garbage, filth that Planned Parenthood is pushing on our children, and even uber left liberal California parents are beginning to rise up. There are some major demonstrations and protests planned in the near future out in California, protesting Planned Parenthood curriculum in the public schools. So if liberal left California can see the dangers of Planned Parenthood, I would think we could see it here in Ohio. Well, wonderful. Praise God. There is an alternative to Planned Parenthood in their sex ed curriculum in the schools, and it is Relationships Under Construction. And in the studio with me today is the founder and president, Catherine Wood. Catherine, welcome.
Thanks so much for asking me to be here, Bob.
How long now has Relationships Under Construction been around?
Well, we incorporated in 2002.
2002. So that would be...
I know. Yeah. 18 years.
18 years, yeah.
It is 2020.
Yeah, at least it's an even numbered year, so the math is a little bit easier.
Yes.
Yeah. So, wow, congratulations. 18 years. And I want to talk about the banquet coming up. Let me give you the date so you can mark it on your calendar, then we'll get to the details. Their annual banquet is Friday night, March 6th. Friday night, March 6th. That's coming up quick at the Villa Milano. And you can make your reservations at relationships, that's plural, relationshipsunderconstruction.com. Relationshipsunderconstruction.com. Catherine, how is the school year going?
It's going very well, Bob. We really appreciate all the classroom teachers and administrators that will allow us to come into their schools and teach our curriculum. The main purpose of our curriculum is to teach about healthy relationships and why marriage is important. And so that is something that we were a little bit concerned about this year, but we have just had more doors open to us as a result. So we are very excited and very thankful for the all of the classroom teachers that will allow us in. And last year, our total was 22,254 students in our 32 counties that we serve ourselves. But with other people that teach our curriculum too, we're over 54,000. I don't know the exact number, but our goal is to teach 50,000 students in the state of Ohio and 50,000 outside of the state of Ohio.
What are your projections for this year of the kids serving this year?
I'm always hoping that we'll make it to 25,000, but our funding has not been increased yet, even though at the federal level it has been said to increase. We just haven't seen that yet. So we have to operate on what we have.
Right. So last year was 22,000.
Right.
And you're projecting and hoping for 25. Your goal is 50.
Right.
All right. And I understand you have new curriculum for the fifth and sixth grades, and it's concerning social health, which is the new
buzzword.
These change all the time. What is social health curriculum?
Well, the exciting thing about it, it's more information on relationships and how to form strong relationships, how to be a friend, especially for fifth and sixth graders, how to be a good friend, not only in person, but online, and what to be aware of online, and just looking at, you know, how they can develop those relationships as they go along in their progression of schooling and have healthy relationships.
All right. Now, what has this been called in the past?
Well, we actually have two programs. Relationships Under Construction is a basically has always been a social health curriculum.
All right.
But that is for grades 6 through 10, basically. And then we have Constructing Safe Relationships, and our social health is part of our Constructing Safe Relationships because it's important to know how to have healthy relationships.
I understand you have some comments from some of the teachers, and
yes,
you can't give us the name of the school, but this is a public school, and these comments are from teachers in a public school, correct?
Yes, this is from one teacher that we were in their classroom last week.
Oh,
I just brought
the freshest
information. So they were evaluating the program, and they said, "I love the material. It is relevant and necessary." And one of the questions is, what do you hope your students will learn from this program? And she said that all people have value simply because they are people. And also that relationships are difficult, but they're worth it. She said, I wish I had learned about RUC sooner. But one of the threads that we have running through our social health curriculum is that all humans are of equal value. And so we're able to discuss that no matter what, every human is of equal value. A very important concept that is really pretty foreign to this group.
Now, correct me if I use wrong terminology here, and I mean that. But there is a fierce competition between Relationships Under Construction and Planned Parenthood.
Always.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. How are the decisions made in the public school as to which curriculum is used, and who makes those decisions?
That is such a great question, and I'm not sure that I have all the answers to that. But we can go in two different ways. We can go in and the superintendent or the principals invite us in, or the classroom teachers invite us in. If the classroom teachers invite us in, then we're always saying to them, please make sure and tell your administrators about this curriculum. We do meet the curriculum requirements. So we're not outside of that scope of meeting those curriculum requirements. So I think that's really important. We actually assist the classroom teacher in teaching what they're already assigned to teach.
Okay. If parents are listening to us today and they're thinking, wish my kids had Relationships Under Construction, would it be worthwhile for a parent to contact their local school board, their local school, and advocate for Relationships Under Construction?
Always. I would probably go with the principal at the school.
Rather than the Board of Education, because these decisions are made primarily by the local school,
because
not
the curriculum's
district.
Already approved. Okay.
Okay.
So I would definitely go with the principal or the classroom teacher and just suggest that they invite our programs into their school. Chances are we might already be there. You don't know.
Right.
But because we do serve a lot of kids, like I said, so we are very well known in the area. And like, for instance, Delaware County, we're in all of the high schools. We're working on the middle schools. We never have enough funding. You know, it's great to have state and federal funding, but it fluctuates, and there is never enough, you know.
The reason I ask that question, I think a lot of parents are thinking, I couldn't have an impact. They wouldn't listen to me.
Oh, my goodness.
There's no use even trying. They've already got their curriculum set. But what you're saying is parents can contact a principal and they can impact the decision
definitely
made on this kind of curriculum.
Yes, and parents really have more access to the classroom teacher than they've ever had before because they have an email system going on where they communicate with parents. And I would suggest that they go and copy the URL to our website or just type it into an email and say, check this out. Mm-hmm. I think you'd like it, you know?
All right.
Do you get
calls from principals?
We do.
Hey, I heard about this. I'm not familiar with it. Can you come and tell me about it? Do you get those calls?
Yes, we do. And we also have our instructors contacting schools.
Mm-hmm.
So we do both ways. And a lot of times, you know, a school will contact us because of word of mouth. You know, so I always love it when the classroom teachers contact us.
Yeah.
But they're usually communicating with our instructors in their area because we cover the 32 counties.
Well, something I yell at my audience about constantly is become an advocate for your kids.
Yes.
Be an advocate for your kids.
Must
All right.
Be.
We need to take a break. In fact, we're a little bit over. We'll be back. We'll be back with Catherine Wood, Relationships Under Construction. You can find out more at relationships, plural, relationshipsunderconstruction.com. We'll be right back.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. And welcome back to Catherine Wood, the founder and president of Relationships Under Construction. Catherine, you've got a banquet coming up, and this will be your 11th annual.
Yes, and we're very excited about it.
And I think I've been to every one except one.
Probably
for one year, for whatever reason, I couldn't go.
You were banned?
Probably wouldn't let me go. That was probably it. I was on the banned list.
No, but we love having you as the MC of our banquet this year, so thank you very much.
I am honored. I am honored. 2020 vision. Where did you get that? 2020 vision for strong future families, the 11th annual banquet. Mark your calendar. It's Friday night, March 6th at the Villa Milano. March 6th, Friday night, Villa Milano. And who's the speaker, Catherine?
The speaker is Andrew McPeak. And you probably have not heard of him, but I'm very excited for him to come. He's from an organization called Growing Leaders. He works with Dr. Tim Elmore.
Now, that is a name I am familiar
yes.
with.
Yes, and they've done a lot of work on looking at millennial research and how to communicate with our younger generations.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm very excited for him to come. He's actually co-authored two books with Dr. Tim Elmore. One is Marching Off the Map. And their latest book is Generation Z Unfiltered. So
I have a terrible time remembering who the Generation Z is.
Me too.
I have a terrible time. A week ago, I called someone a millennial, and they got all upset and offended.
Not,
I am
yes.
not a millennial. Okay, well, I thought you were. I'm sorry. So anyway, Generation Z.
Yes.
All right.
The upcoming generation. And how important for parents to understand how to communicate mm-hmm. with their young people and grandparents. So I'm hoping that we will just fill that room with parents and grandparents that really want to know, you know, what can we do to communicate better with our teens.
Okay. Now, I want to make this absolutely clear. There is no charge.
Right.
But it is a fundraiser.
It definitely
is. We don't want anyone to be surprised or shocked. What'd you do? Brought me here
exactly.
for a fundraising. Yeah, it is a fundraising banquet, mm-hmm. but no one is forced to give.
Right.
Usually not.
We just twist a few arms.
Yeah. No one is forced to give, and there is no charge. I assume this year you have it underwritten again?
That's why there's no charges, because we have underwriters that are generous to help pay for everything, the speaker, the food, everything before we get there, so that every penny that night goes to our program.
All right. Can I make a deal with our listeners?
Please.
All right. Sign up. Come to the banquet. It's on Friday night, March 6th. You can make your reservations by going to relationshipsunderconstruction.com. Relationshipsunderconstruction.com. Or you can call 740-965-2046. 740-965-2046. Make your reservations. Come to the banquet. And after listening to the presentation, getting acquainted with relationships under construction, there'll be some videos, there'll be other speakers, there will be representatives from relationships under construction. If after you have seen all of that and you don't think this is a worthy organization, just enjoy the meal and don't put a penny in the offering. Is that okay, Catherine?
That's okay, yes.
If you're not impressed, but come. Mm-hmm. And learn. And if after it's all said and done, you don't feel led to give and you don't think it's a worthy cause, just enjoy the meal and go home. All right. But please make reservations. I have a feeling this could fill up, so I wouldn't wait. And again,
Mark, there are people already registered.
That's great. Friday, March 6th at the Villa Milano. I can assume we will have lasagna.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Excellent. Some of the best lasagna I've ever had.
But there are also other options for people that can't eat lasagna. Like there's a gluten-free and a vegetarian menu.
Is there a T-bone menu?
I wish.
No,
we're
T-bone.
Still looking for underwriting, Bob.
Yeah, okay. All right. So anyway, it is coming up Friday, March 6th. Villa Milano on Schrock Road in Columbus. Most of you know where the Villa Milano is. You can go to relationshipsunderconstruction.com to make your reservations, or you can call 740-965-2046. All right, Catherine, I always like to ask you just before we finish, and we've got about 40 seconds, what pressing prayer requests do you have for our listeners?
Well, one, that we can reach more students, because I think the time is critical.
Mm-hmm.
Kids need to understand why marriage is even relevant in today's society, and we have that message for them, and we really want to reach as many kids as possible.
I know it's frustrating when you have the answer, you have the curriculum, you know that kids can be reached, you know that teen pregnancy can drop, sexually transmitted diseases can drop if you can just get into the schools, and the only thing you're lacking is more resources, funds. So
more
I know that
teachers.
And more teachers.
Yes.
And you can't have more teachers unless you have more funds.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
all right. So pray for them and check them out. Again, the website is relationshipsunderconstruction.com, or you can call 740-965-2046. Why don't you call right now or go online and make your reservations for the 11th annual banquet Friday night, March 6th. Thank you, Catherine. God bless you.
Thank you, Bob, and have a great trip this week.
Thank you. All right, we'll be right back.